Progress Test 1.
It was in early summer of 1998 that a massive upheaval began in my life. Over a few months, there was to be a change in my house, country, and career. At the time, I lived in London and worked as an accountant in the city. My wife was an architect, and our son was studying architecture at university. A respectable, comfortably off family. As a child, I'd wanted to earn my living as a writer, but my father said, "It's too risky. Get a proper career." My teachers weren't encouraging either, so I gave up my dream. But I carried on writing as a hobby and showed the things I wrote to my best friend. He said he liked them, but I'd no idea if they were really any good. Then, one Saturday, 30 years later, fate stepped in. I'd spent the morning in our local library doing research for something I was writing and went into a coffee shop next door for a break. There, on the table where I was sitting, was an advertisement for a writing course in France. I didn't hesitate. I got straight onto the internet and booked a place. 2 weeks later, I was in France. The location of the course was a complex of buildings set in a garden. For centuries, it had been a place where wine was produced, and we had our lectures and workshops in the great open-sided construction where the grapes had been pressed. Our tutors were two young writers, both successful and established novelists. On the first day, we each had to say what we hoped to get out of the course. My ambition was to write children's books and short stories. Other people wanted to work on poetry, novels, and plays. We were all passionate about writing and desperate to get into print. The main work was done in the morning. By afternoon, the temperature had soared, and local people retired to their cool houses to sleep. The shops were closed, and walking was out of the question. There was a pool in the garden, so we spent our time swimming and reading under the trees. Paradise. At the end of the course, the tutors said encouraging things about my work, and I went home with my mind and imagination buzzing. I wrote something in a month and sent it off to an agent. Rejection. I was devastated. But then one of the tutors invited me to a party and introduced me to her publisher. This man liked my work, and I was on my way. My wife and I have left London and live near the Mediterranean. I'd have liked to find a house near the place in France where I learnt my writer's craft, but in the end we settled in a village in southern Spain, opposite the coast of Morocco. And I write from morning to night.